If it isn't Harlan Dodge. I didn't expect to see you at this thing. Don't you scientist types usually hole up in your lab hugging the cyclotron when it comes to social interaction?
Well, the chairman of the board wanted the head of R&D here to woo the board members. So here I am. I don't remember seeing you on the guest list.
An oversight I'm sure they're regretting.
I'm sure. What brings you down this way?
Just trying to get laid.
I'm married, Madam Mayor. But thanks for thinking of me.
You're not really my type, Mr. Dodge, but you do wear that tux. Of course, if rumors are true, you might become my type.
What rumors might those be?
Oh, the ones that have Timrod Grimes developing a new retrospan quark drive.
Sounds like news to me.
Of course it does. All hush-hush and all. But Harlan, dear, please don't fuck with me. I'd make your life a living hell.
I consider myself warned.
Drink for anyone?
None for me, dear girl.
I'm fine, thank you.
Well, good for you two. Ain't no pus off my labia.
Charming girl. Great tits. Oh, there's Reggie. See you around, Harlan. Remember?
Yeah, I remember. Shit.
Fugitives from justice, relentlessly pursued throughout the galaxy on their quest to find the one thing that can set them free. You are listening to Artemis Burn, a Tin Ceiling production brought to you by the Typo Cafe, located at 3159 Cherokee, open Wednesday through Saturday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Coffee at its most laid back. And now, the continuation of Artemis Burn, Episode 2, 5 Minutes.
What do you want me to do, Har?
I thought life support had backups, redundant systems, and all that.
It does, but that's what quits in 5. I mean, 4.5 minutes.
Let the guild catch us, Harlan. It's gotta be better than dying out here, popping off like an astral bog with a bend. I mean, maybe they'll only torture us.
Possibly. Okay.
Okay, what?
Let the guild catch us.
Oh, yeah, you know, now that I think about it, asphyxiation is, you know, it's a peaceful way to die, right?
Are we gonna die?
Tripe, zero out the reactor couplings and make it look like a meltdown. We're letting the Goliath catch up.
That sucks.
Yeah, but it's all I got.
Actually, I might be able to...
Might be able to what?
Use the power in the Evermore's docking collar to re-up the systems. Reverse polarity and shit.
What's an Evermore?
The guild ship. That is, if we aren't blown to Sparta 8 first.
We won't be. They want their ship back. Make it so, Tripe.
I'll try.
Moat, point the sail into the sun, then go get one of our guests. See if you can get the engineer. Reggie, put your game face on.
3 minutes until life support fails. You got yourself a plan, Harlan?
No. How long before the sail drags us to a stop?
4 minutes.
Everybody breathe casual. Moat, get down to Baydor 3. We're headed there now.
What do we do when we get there?
Where?
Baydor 3?
We wait for the guild.
But what good is that?
We won't be dead.
Until they break down the fucking airlock and point guns at our heads and pull triggers.
Don't get excited, Reggie. You waste oxygen. Let's hope who's ever in charge over there likes to gloat.
I should have stayed in prison.
Probably. Where the fuck is Moat?
I'm here. I brought this guy.
What's he do?
I don't know. I was in a hurry.
He'll have to do. How much time?
1 minute.
Everybody stay conscious. We have a chance if we stay conscious. We're fucked if the guild breaks through and we're all lying on our backs like beach guppies. Moat, just let us know how long until we're caught.
Okay.
Now what?
We wait.
30 seconds. 29. 28. 27, 26, 25, 24, 23, 22, 21, 20, 19, 18, 17, 16, 15, 14, 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Shit. Where are they?
Thank Flash.
They're here. Okay, here goes everything. Holy shit, it works. It works, Harlan.
Now comes the hard part. Try. Here's what we're gonna do.
I got cocky. Damn, I got cocky.
Can I get you another, Abby?
Sure, Fred, why the fuck not? Hey, Fred. Why do I annoy you?
Oh, great, Faz, not again. Maybe you've had enough there.
Fine, whatever, but just tell me why I annoy you.
Tell her it's because life is too short to stroke the ego of some hard-verned marshal drinking herself into a flak hole at some edge of the sector dive.
Oh, Zoo, you're so witty. How like you to slither up behind a person like a Tartarian draghound. Fred, shoot him.
None for me, Fred. I might slither, but how about you? Following a decoy signal to an auto-tug, having a conniption, then fucking all with the plasma cannon. It's very professional.
Yeah, not my best. What brings you out past Beta 5?
Came to gloat?
Yeah?
Well, okay. I've done that now. I'll be on my way. See you around.
Yeah. Something ain't right, Fred. No way Draghound Boy gets off his ass just to rub it in my face. What the faz am I missing? Give me another. I need to clear my head. Number 4 usually does that nicely.
All right, but you're getting a ride back to the ship, even if I have to send you there with the delivery guy. And he ain't nice. He's Guild.
He probably has the breath for it. Once, I tracked this Guild garbage driver all the way to... Fuck me! Give me a to-go cup, Fred. I'm an ass! Screw tracking Dodge. I'll just start tracking our Zoo Boy. Then bam, we sneak up and steal the runners.
Here's the 4th in the to-go.
Thanks, Fred. And cheers.
Welcome to the Evermore. Guild Class Goliath, GL-47. Epsilon 6 regulations prohibits firearms or other explosive devices on board any Guild vehicle. Please leave your weapons aboard your own ship before boarding. Thank you for cooperating. Have a nice day.
Well, well, well. So you're the notorious Harlan Dodge, the guy who thinks he can shoot up my tug and walk into the Bi-Star set.
Me? Oh, fuck no, that's Harlan over there.
Then who the great Faz are you?
Nobody. Nobody at all. So maybe you could have the two people with the guns pointing at me there, just kind of point them elsewhere?
You're looking for me.
Short little quad bar, aren't you? You stole a fucking Guild ship, you stupid fuck.
No, I stole my own Warbird back. Didn't you read the fine print? The chief engineer can do that, you stupid fuck.
Oh, Harlan, just try and be nice to the very big and hairy, slightly gay man, all right? This is his docking bay, you know.
Yeah, be nice, Dodge, you smartass. I never read any fine print, so you might be able to be a smartass, but it doesn't mean you won't get strung over a Mulvarian slag fire for it.
Yes, it does.
Well, aren't we full of ourselves?
You get that way when you have the upper hand. I just needed your docking collar link to repower my life support. So now we'll be going. Moat.
Yeah, Harlan?
Bring up the guest.
Are you gonna kill him?
Just bring him up.
This theater of the hunted isn't impressing me. Lance, Julian, kill them, please.
Tripe, hit the button.
What? Are you fucking with me?
Just hit it.
But...
Yeah, I know, but we're all gonna die anyway, so...
So what?
You're going to Elysium with us, bitch.
What's your sidekick talking about, Harlan?
Fuck you, you hedgehog-looking motherfucker. I ain't no side...
What dear, gentle Moat is talking about is the retrospan cork drive on the Artemis ready to back deviate and set up a small 87 Megatron explosion.
Bullshit. They never outfitted any cruisers with retrospan. It was too volatile.
Back in Aught 42, I worked on a secret project called Starlight. We put one prototype drive into the last battlecruiser ever commissioned by the Nebulous 9 Corporation. NN switched over to the Phoenix 3 months later and sold every old tug they had, including one to the guild called the Artemis.
What?
Don't make me repeat myself. I hate exposition.
The Artemis has a retro span.
You think I randomly lifted any old tug? Shit, look at me. Look at me. Do I look like I'm out for a joyride? Oh, fuck this. All right. Tripe, we're coming back aboard.
What just happened? Did they take the bribe?
Oh, and just went old Doc Holliday on these guild fellas. He just shot three of them like it was Tuesday. Whips out a gun, shoots the captain, then he pulls another and unloads both of them into the two bodyguards. Well, they're just standing and staring googly-eyed at the place where the captain's face used to be. Fuck. I want a gun.
That sounds nice. But what fucking button are you talking about? Why don't I ever get included in the planning meetings? I feel totally out of it up here, like a pissed-out kidney stone.
Sorry, I changed the plan.
Well, good for you. But what damn button are you talking about?
I just needed a stall, so I made up the retrospan story. But lying can get tedious fast. I just shot everyone.
There's damn poor security on this thing. I mean, they should have checked the guns. I want a gun!
What the faz are you talking about? What button do you want me to push?
There is no button, you dumbass.
Well, goody-goody for me.
Did you upload the virus to the Evermore's nav system?
Yeah, I managed to do that while Harlan was confusing the fuck out of me.
Good, that'll keep him off our backs.
Excellent. Let's get out of here.
What are we going to do with the hostage?
Leave him here.
You're not going soft on me, are you, Har?
Shut up, Moat, or I'll leave you here.
Fine, ain't no push.
Can't fucking believe you're still saying that shit.
Only because I see how happy it makes you.
Will you two just get in the damn tug? I'll untie the hostage. There you go, mate. Make sure you tell your friends about us.
Okay. Can I ask a question?
What? You want a fucking autograph or something?
Oh, how did you guys know about the Artemis's retro span?
The what?
Madam Mayor, Hawks is calling.
Why? I'm in a bath. Miss Lauterpine, please see what she wants.
She says a large ship is floating aimlessly off Ebedine and could cause trouble.
Oh, good God. All right, put her through.
Yes, Mayor. Madam Mayor.
This better be good. I'm sitting here in a tub of hot water, surrounded by bubbles and the scent of burning vanilla. Have at it, woman. Bubbles don't last forever.
The Guild has a tug called the Evermore floating towards Ebedine that refuses to answer repeated attempts to contact it. Unless it changes course, it will collide with the moon in 2 hours, killing untold millions.
Interesting. Isn't Ebedine a bastion for the opposition party?
I don't think this is a political issue.
There is no such thing to a politician. But I suppose it could be seen as a sign of incompetence, letting a Goliath crash into a whole moon like that. We don't really have a former administration to blame things on. One of the downsides of holding office for so long. All right, blow it up.
Excuse me? Well, Madam Mayor, maybe we should just send over a team to see what's going on.
Oh, fine, send over a team. Then blow it up.
Well, if the team's over there, they could probably just change the course of the ship, you know, so it doesn't crash into our moon.
What if the ship's been rigged to crash into the moon and we only have 2 hours to save the innocent lives of countless millions? So we have to come up with some radical solution to save the lives of the beautiful hostage and the heroic border patrolman who was formerly disgraced by his failure to resolve a similar situation years ago.
Yeah, let's see what happens once the team gets on board.
Yes, you're right. Let's see what the situation is.
Thank you, Mayor, and once again, sorry to bother you in the bath.
Once again, I think that's the first apology. But good job anyway. Keeping our borders safe.
Thank you, goodbye.
Miss Lauterpine, could you get Sin Bane for me? He might have to fix a bloody mess I made.
Yes, madam.
Hello. Welcome to the Evermore. Guild Class Goliath, GL-47. Epsilon 6 regulations. Prohibits firearm.
Well, that explains the guild's rudeness. Nobody's here. Hello?
Maybe the guild is holding a vid night.
I doubt it. Better unlock the safeties.
Yours has been unlocked since we boarded.
What? You let me walk around with my gun on? Fast fuck, I'm drunk, you stupid ass.
Hey, point that thing away from me, okay? Point it at Zoo.
I would if that slimy cock... Hello, Zoo. What took ya?
An unexplained sonic burst dampened my engines. You mind pointing that thing someplace else? But yeah, just give it to me.
Right. What brings you guys out this way? And do you need so many, Zoo? It looks like you're on a field trip with a short tug.
Fuck off! Where is everyone?
You brought them.
I mean everyone who's supposed to be on this tug.
Don't know. It looks abandoned.
Good observation. Well, let's split up and look around.
I'm with you.
You should go that way.
No, I'm with you.
No, you and your companion should go that way.
Fuck that, I'm stuck to you. Plus, I have a gun.
So do I.
Folks, are we gonna stand around or are we gonna search the ship?
Who's standing? I definitely feel a wobbly motion.
Fine. You, me, and your sidekick this way. Tony, take the boys and research aft.
Why are we here?
You followed me, remember?
No, I mean, what does this have to do with Dodge?
Maybe it doesn't.
Whatever. Holy shit, is that blood?
It sure looks like it.
Faz, it looks like a blender exploded. A big damn blender. I better get some backup. Tony, get your ass into the docking bay. Tony. Great, I can't get Tony.
What happened here? And where is everybody? This ship runs with a crew of at least 50.
Maybe they went to the vid.
Shut up!
Okay.
Get Tony and the boys here right now. This is getting freaky.
I wish I could, but it's like they just fell off the ship. Tony, can you hear me?
Let's get out of here.
Shouldn't we notify the authorities?
Hell no! Too many questions we can't answer.
Why don't we have our little ethics discussion once we're off this death trap?
What the fuck did you do that for?
Sorry, the safety wasn't on, and I'm drunk.
You could have killed me!
Oh, you would know if I killed you.
What was that noise?
Sounded like it came from the docking bay door.
Should we have a look?
Yeah, once Booth safeties her gun.
Fine, there. Open the hatch.
No, you open the hatch. I have the gun that can fire.
Yeah, whatever. Okay, here goes.
Oh, thank Faz.
What the Faz is this? I think I'm gonna find me a woman.
We ain't got a lot of time. We have even less money.
I know people.
I bet you do. Har, are you gonna let her take off for some mad hunt for pussy?
Yeah. Be back at the tug by moondown.
See ya.
Hey, where's Moat going?
Don't worry about it.
She's going to get a hooker, isn't she? Oh, fucking hell. I want a hooker. Why can't I have a hooker? I want a hooker.
You stick with me, Range.
Oh, fuck.
You got a problem with that?
No.
So why are we here?
To meet a guy.
Does this guy know we're coming?
Probably.
Shit. We're going to get our asses slapped back in the cage, aren't we?
Probably.
Listen, if we get out of this meeting as free men, do you think you'll let me play the boss hog table for a moment?
Sure. But if we get out of this meeting as free men, we'll have used up all our luck.
So where do we meet this guy?
We stay right here. Someone will get us.
In the middle of the lobby? Oh, Faz, huh? No one is going to notice us among all these people at some random hour, even if they are expecting us.
They'll notice.
Nobody's coming.
Didn't say they'd come immediately.
Does this mean we have to sit here for all eternity?
No.
Well, we could start a ruckus.
What the fuck are you talking about? What's a ruckus?
Didn't you guys ever visit any of the old world books in school? A ruckus. A scene. A disordered group. A fight.
Calm down.
Oh, you mean like a Barney. You want to start a Barney? All right, how are you going to start this ruckus?
Well, I'll go over there and grab that woman.
Mr. Dodge.
Thank God. That's me.
Will you come with me, please?
Come on, boys.
Just a moment, sir. I'm going to need your gun.
Now, that is how you run an operation.
Hello, Spence.
Oh, hey, Harlan. Didn't hear you come in.
How's your mom?
She died last year.
What? Shit. That's not good.
It was a time, Harlan. When it's your time, it's your time. Thanks for the sentiment, though.
Yeah, no problem. How did it happen?
It was quick. Bullet to the back of the head.
Great.
Hey, Harlan, you didn't introduce me to your friends.
Sorry. Reggie, this is Spence.
Nice to meet you.
Are those teeth?
Yeah, I make a necklace out of them. Keeps the soul of my dead enemies from haunting me.
God, that's really great.
Fascinating. Did she leave anything for me?
Who?
Your mother.
Yeah, she left you something. Her broken heart sitting over in the corner weeping away until it gave a last heave and stopped dead. Which, of course, left my sweet dear mother in quite a pickle because rumor has it that you need a heart to stay anchored in this fucked up world of ours.
No, you don't.
Fuck you, Harlan.
Is that why she got chopped?
No. I don't really know why someone shot her. She borrowed money from the wrong people, I guess.
Oh.
I don't have a lot of time, Spence. Your mom helped me out once. She smuggled something out of the cage for me.
Yeah, she did that for you, and you pulled the let's just be friends shit on her right after. I should get security down here right now.
You mean after you've cleaned up your teeth collection?
Look, did your mom leave anything for me or not?
You're a cold-hearted bastard, Harlan. I never understood what my mom saw in you. She left nothing with me. She died on Tranquility. Maybe she left it there. I still get a bill from a lockbox down that way. It's around here somewhere. Here it is. So you take this and fuck off. If I ever see you again, you're dead, understand? I'm paid in full as of 5 minutes from now. Then I call the cops.
Thanks.
Tranquility? We just busted out of there.
That's not my problem.
Let's go. Where's Reggie?
Who's Reggie?
The guy with the accent.
I don't really care. 4 minutes and 30 seconds.
Fuck, Reggie.
Oh, hang on, man. I'm here. The whole teeth thing was just getting to me. I had to step outside.
Fine. Back to the ship.
Well, let's hope Moat is a quick finisher.
If not, she's on her own.
You're a cold-hearted bastard, Arlen.
Madam Mayor, there's an encoded message for you.
All right, send it through. Let's see what we got. Oh, it's audio. Cool. Miss Letterpine, turn off the office recorder for a moment, please.
Yes, Mayor.
Okay, what do I push? Oh, maybe it's this one.
Are we allowed to arrive in Tranquility by Tuesday?
Excellent. Spies are great. Always the person you expect the least. Come on home, Harlan, baby.
This concludes another edition of Artemis Burn, a Tin Ceiling production brought to you by the Typo Cafe, coffee at its most laid back. For more information on the Tin Ceiling, go to www.tinceiling.org, or for more information on this program, or check out our nifty little website. Thanks for listening. See you next month.